Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Eco Money on Money FM 89.3, where we bring you the latest in sustainable finance and investment. Now, the COVID-19 pandemic has shone the spotlight on the need to improve sanitation and regulatory enforcements through proper waste treatment, as well as upgrading and improving health services in China. And analysts at Deutsche Bank DWS say that for investors who want to make a difference in a sector that offers growth, this may offer some potential. Priscilla Liu, head of Sustainable Investments China at DWS, says that impact investments in waste treatment in China may provide strong, measurable results because of the surge in demand as well as financing.
On an annual basis, they're looking at now almost 250 million tons of waste are being produced every year, and this is continuing to increase. What they've been doing is incinerating it. Of course, incineration creates greenhouse gas. And in order to have a more sustainable, more responsible with respect to climate change, it's important that they get away from incineration and try to recycle a lot of the waste and to treat a lot of the sewage waste rather than incinerating.
According to a World Economic Forum report, by 2030, China's volume of waste is projected to be double America's volume of municipal solid waste. However, the intensity and density of the city's population will create substantial demand in concentrated areas for the treatment of the waste produced. A key focus for China to reduce the accrual of waste has been to reuse and recycle industrial waste. DWS says that already the government in China is loosening the lending policies for these companies in order to quickly scale and expand the scope and size of the projects they're working on. Over the last 5 years, China's waste market has grown at a compound annual growth rate of over 11% and is expected to grow at 7.6% over the next 5 years.
If you look at the market, it's already standing at over $25 billion for the waste treatment, waste management. It's expected to double over the next 10 years because recycling and hazardous waste treatment is now very much a focus. You can see that there is significant opportunities for companies in Singapore and elsewhere that really understand how to do the recycling, the treatment of hazardous waste, as well as the treatment of biomedical waste properly, to come in and do joint partnerships where the local operators.
Whether you're investing in the facilities that are being installed and constructed or invest in the companies, Priscilla Liu from DWS says both have the potential to offer attractive returns.
The systems and facilities that are being put in place, that are being adopted by municipals or the large industrial plants such as steel mills or paper mills or coal miners, where they are now required by the government to install these systems and have experts come in to support the operations and management, you're seeing very good returns in excess of between 15% to 20-25% IRR for the investments that you make, either in terms of the systems that are being installed as well as the private equity investments into the stock of the companies that are delivering these solutions.
Priscilla Liu, head of Sustainable Investments China at DWS. I'm Rachel Kelly, and this has been Eco Money on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.